Taoiseach, yesterday, as has been mentioned, British Secretary of State Karen Bradley stated that the killings carried out by British security forces in the north were not crimes. It was an outrageous and ridiculous statement, Taoiseach, which followed on, and I think this is an important point to make, this followed on from a statement by British Prime Minister May, where she indicated that the British government is planning to introduce legislation to protect serving and former British soldiers who may have committed crimes. So this wasn't out of the blue. This is part of a sequence of events that are happening within the Tory party. The comments of both are an insult to families who have lost loved ones at the hands of the British Army and their proxies in loyalist death squads who were directed by the British state. Such comments, we know, add insult to injury for those families who have suffered these awful tragedies and who have been faced with difficulties in trying to secure the truth for many, many decades. These families who face the British government's continued attempt to block access to the truth and justice that they so desperately seek. And no one can be above the law. And bereaved families, some of whom have been campaigning for almost five decades, are entitled to the justice that they seek. At Stormont House, and you mentioned this in your response, the two governments and the parties agreed a process that was supposed to deal with issues of the past, which the British government has so far refused to honour. And that goes at this point in time. They are refusing to implement the Tory government at this point in time. They are refusing to implement the Stormont House Agreement. So can I ask you, in relation to your engagement with the Secretary of State, Karen Bradley, last night, can you outline to the House the conversation that you had with her? Did you ask her to withdraw her remarks? Because I've read her statement here today and she hasn't withdrawn them. She has said that the language was inappropriate. Let me make it clear, it wasn't just her use of language. The content of her remarks in the House of Commons was deeply inappropriate and was insulting to the victims of those who have lost loved ones at the hands directly of the British forces, but also indirectly through loyalists that have been supported through collusion and other supports by the British state. Did you ask her in relation to the Stormont House Agreement the position of the British government, and will they now honour the commitments that were entered into many years ago when that agreement was struck? And this goes right to the heart of British policy in dealing with the issue of legacy issues. The family and victims are being let down once again.
Thank you, Deputy.
You acknowledge this, and I'll finish on this, that the hurt and pain that is caused as a result of their actions, but many of them have said that they're not surprised that this is the government's position. What they were surprised at, that it was stated so bluntly and matter-of-factly in the House of Commons yesterday.
Deputy, please.
I would appreciate if you could answer some of those questions.
First of all, can I say I had a very long meeting last night with Karen Bradley on this issue, as you would expect. What I asked her to do at the end of the meeting was to state publicly what she stated to me when I asked her for reassurance from her government that the British government was still committed to the Stormont House framework in terms of approach to legacy, and that they would move forward on that basis. I asked her to confirm that they couldn't and wouldn't support any form of amnesty or statute of limitations that would mean that certain killings wouldn't be fully investigated because of who the perpetrators may have been. And I made very clear to her the impact that her statement earlier that day in Westminster would have on many families who were deeply hurt and very sceptical about whether or not they would be able to get truth and justice through the proposed legacy framework. I think she accepted all of those things. And I think there is a strong attempt by the Secretary of State today to provide clarification. My understanding is that she may be in Belfast later on this evening and may comment further. But I do think the apology, the confirmation that any evidence of wrongdoing should be pursued without fear of favour, whoever the perpetrators might be, is the kind of language that is consistent with what was agreed at Stormont House. That is what the two governments need to recommit to. And certainly there is no other approach towards legacy and dealing with that in a way that can find truth and justice for everybody and hopefully move society towards a process of reconciliation on the back of that truth. We, as a government, will not support any other approach apart from what has been agreed between the two governments and indeed supported by the political parties, including your own, in the Stormont House agreement.
Corleone, I note your government's continued support for the Stormont House agreement and as the vehicle, as was agreed, to deal with legacy issues and provide a pathway for those who have lost loved ones or indeed those who were injured to get justice and seek the truth. It doesn't take away from the fact that the British government still are not honouring that agreement. And while you outline to the House what your comments to Karen Bradley and your hope that she would make a number of points clear that she made to you, in her statement today she didn't do that. In her statement today, she didn't reiterate the government's support or didn't suggest that the government support the Stormont House agreement. Indeed, they're silent in relation to that. She didn't deal with the issue of a statute of limitations. And remember what I said, that Prime Minister May indicated just this week that the British government is planning to introduce legislation to protect serving and former British soldiers who may have committed crimes. So there is silence in relation to her latest statement in relation to that. And her statement says that the language was wrong. And this goes to the heart of it, this goes to the core of it. It was not the language that was just wrong. It was the content of what she said was completely wrong and completely hurtful. I'm mindful that your former deputy leader of Fine Gael, James Riley, is calling for her resignation in the Upper House today. I'm not sure if that is a view that is shared by the government or indeed if something you share to her
time
personally. But can I ask you, do you expect, and I conclude on this, do you call on Karen Bradley to retract her statement and not just apologise for the language of that earlier statement?
Deputy, I made it very clear to the Secretary of State last night that I believed that her statement was wrong, that it was ill-advised, and that it would cause deep offence to many people. I think she recognises that. But she can speak for herself, and I think it's a very unusual situation where, in a different parliament, a minister of another government is commenting on another minister. I have to say that I work with Karen Bradley on many issues. I believe she's a good person. I believe she's made a mistake here, and she's apologising for it and trying to correct it today. And I hope that she will be able to do that in a way that is convincing for the families that are impacted and affected by the statement that was made yesterday. And I will continue to work with her to try to ensure that what was agreed between two governments and political parties as a way forward on legacy, which is hugely important on so many levels, but in particular for victims and their families across Northern Ireland, from both communities and none, that actually that be followed through on now. That's not to say that it's straightforward, because we know that politics in London is challenging right now to bring forward legislation linked to legacy. That's no secret. But I made it very clear what the Irish government's position is. We will not support a legacy process that is not fair and balanced and that doesn't treat all crimes and killings during the Troubles in Northern Ireland in a way that is consistent with what was agreed at Stormont House.